This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa afdhulu s-salati wa azka t-taslim. Ala mabuthi rahmatan lil alameen. Nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our class of fiqh today. Inshallah, we will discuss the recommended acts of wudu. We're continuing talking about wudu. We started yesterday by the pillars of wudu, and we mentioned that they are six. It is important always to know the number of each category. How many types of water can we use? What are the divisions of water? What are the pillars of wudu? And now we are moving to the recommended acts of wudu. It is important also to know the evidences for each pillar, for each thing which is recommended. The pillars of wudu, we mentioned they are six. Now, the recommended acts of wudu, they are 10. So remember this number, 10 recommended acts of wudu. We have six pillars, and now we have 10 recommended acts of wudu. The first one is saying Bismillah. Saying Bismillah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one hadith, he said, Tawadda'u Bismillah. It is narrated by Imam al-Nasa'i. And there are many other ahadith. In one of the ahadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La wudu'a liman lam yadhkur ismallahi alayhi, or liman lam yusammillah. There is no wudu for the one who did not mention the name of Allah. Now, you feel that because of this hadith, saying Bismillah should be obligatory. But again, we have the other hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ instructed the people to go back to the ayah. Since we don't have Bismillah in the ayah, then it is not obligatory. It is only sunnah to say Bismillah. That's according to the opinion of Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. So this is the first one, saying Bismillah. What's the evidence? The Prophet ﷺ recommended many times in many ahadith, one of them in Sunan al-Nasa'i and in other books of hadith, to say Bismillah. The second recommended act of wudu is washing the hands. Washing the hands. What do you mean by the hand? The fingers to the wrist. That's the hand. Washing the hands. This is recommended, and it is recommended at the beginning. You start the wudu after you make your intention, after you say Bismillah, you start by washing the hands. Why do we start with washing the hands? Because you are using water, and you want to clean yourself. So you first clean this thing that you will use the water with. If your hands are dirty, and you are using water to wash your face, maybe your face will become dirty instead of becoming clean. So you start by washing the hands, especially if you are sleeping and you wake up. Some scholars said it is mandatory. Anyway, we will not go to the details now. We just need to understand and memorize the recommended acts with the evidences. Saying Bismillah and washing the hands. Now we have two things. The third recommended act is rinsing the mouth. Rinsing the mouth. What do we mean by rinsing the mouth? Some people, they put the water in the mouth and then they take it out. This is good because remember, you are doing only a sunnah. It's not mandatory. However, it's recommended to do it as the Prophet ﷺ did it. You put the water in your mouth and you move the water inside your mouth. That's what we mean by madmada. Some people, they put the water and they take it out, while you're supposed to put the water and you move your mouth with the water in it. And then you take out the water. So that's what we mean by rinsing the mouth. The next sunnah, flushing the inside of the nose with the water. Flushing the inside of the nose with the water. Or what we call in Arabic, istinshaq. We have madmada and we have istinshaq. Istinshaq, again, many people, they don't do it correctly. What do? They put the water inside their nose. with their hand. They insert the water with their hand. While you are supposed to sniff the water with your nose. You put the water close to your nose, and then you sniff the water with your nose. That's how you're supposed to do it. That's how you're supposed to do it. And actually, it's recommended to do both of them in one time. Like, you have water in your hand, you put some water in your mouth, and then the remaining water, you sniff it in your nose. You do the rinsing of the mouth, you take the water out, and you flush the water out of your nose. This is one time. Then, the second time, the same thing. Then, the third time, the same thing. Instead of doing the mouth three times, then doing the nose three times. In total, it became six, while the sunnah is to do it three times, all together. That's what came in the authentic ahadith from the Prophet ﷺ. So we have saying Bismillah, we have washing the hands, we have rinsing the mouth and flushing the inside of the nose. These are three sunan. These are four sunan from the wudu. The fifth one is wiping the whole head with both hands. Wiping the whole head with both hands. Now all these sunan, what's the evidence for them? Now we said Bismillah, it came in some ahadith, like the hadith in Sunan Nasai. The rest of the ahadith, the rest of the sunan, it came in the hadith of Abdullah bin Zayd radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Zayd, the hadith of Abdullah bin Zayd radiyallahu anhu, it is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. All these actions were done by the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because he called for water, he asked for water. When it came to him, he said, I will perform the wudu as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the wudu. So that means this is the sunnah. This is the sunnah. You start by saying Bismillah, you wash your hands, you rinse your mouth, you flush the inside of your nose, you wipe the whole head. So if you say in the pillars, wiping the head, it will be incorrect, because that's not an accurate statement. You have to say in the pillars, wiping part of the head. In the sunan, in the recommended acts, wiping the entire head with two hands, because that's what the Prophet ﷺ did. Number six, wiping the ears. Wiping the ears with wet fingers. What do you understand from this? With wet fingers. What do you understand from this? Okay, I will ask you this question, because it may come to in the exam. I may ask you this question in the exam. Someone wiped over his head and then he wiped his ears. Another one wiped his head, he took new water and he released the water and then he wiped his ears. Which one is correct, the first or the second? No, both. You, whether this one or that one. According to the madhab, what you're studying. Which one is correct? The first or the second? And why? Nobody knows? What? Yes. The first one, wrong. According to other schools of thought, yes, the first one. But according to the Imam Shafi, according to this point, number six, it is the second one. Why? Because they said with wet fingers. If you wipe over your head, then you don't have, you almost don't have water, because you already removed the water. You just, your hands were wet. You did not keep the hands, so you are wiping, you are not washing. They said wiping with wet fingers, which means you wipe over your head, you take new water, you leave the water, and then you wipe your ears with your fingers. So this is important. According to the Shafi school of thought, you take new water for your ears. And what's the evidence for wiping the ears? Why do we wipe the ears? Isn't it sufficient to wipe the head? Why do we wipe the ears? There is the hadith of Laqit ibn Sabra radiyallahu an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masaha bi ra'si, he wiped over his head, then he took new water and then he wiped over his ears. And it is narrated by Al-Hakim rahimahullah in his Mustadrak. So you wipe your ears with new water. Some scholars said you don't put new water. Now we want to establish at least this school of thought. Then we will move, inshallah, next year. We'll move to all schools of thought and we'll discuss all opinions. Number 7, running the water between the beard, fingers and toes. Running the water between beard, fingers and toes. What do we mean by that? You are washing your hands with water. It's recommended to make the water come into your fingers, your beard, especially if someone has long beard. When you wash your face, now remember yesterday we said the face is from the forehead to the chin. But if someone has beard, long beard, up to here, when you wash your face, that's your face. So you did not reach here. So it is recommended to run the water through the beard. The same thing with the toes. The same thing with the toes. For the same hadith. Again, it was mentioned in the same hadith. So now we have 7 recommended acts. The 8th one, cleaning the right side before the left side. Cleaning the right side before the left side. It's always the sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ to start with the right side. When you enter the masjid, when you wear your slippers, when you do anything, when you take something, when you comb your hair, anything you do it, you start with the right side. Unless it is something like cleaning, you clean with your left hand. You leave the masjid with your left foot. So you start with your right hand. The same thing with wudu. For the hands, for the arms, with the elbows, for the feet, you start with the right side. Now this is only sunnah. So if someone started with the left side, it's still accepted, but it's not recommended. Because the ayah did not state that you have to start with the right side. Number 9, performing these acts thrice. Performing these acts 3 times. Which means you wash your hands 3 times. You rinse your mouth 3 times. You flush the inside of the nose 3 times. You wash your face 3 times. What if someone did it only 1 time? It's okay. Why? The Quran does not say you have to do it 3 times. That's correct. What if someone wiped over his head 3 times? What do you think? Yes? It's valid because it's not in the ayah. Is it sunnah? Now it's true, your wudu is still correct, but is it sunnah to do? Here it says performing this act 3 times. Does it say except the head? That's the question. Is it recommended to repeat wiping over the head 3 times? No. Well, according to the Shafi'i school of thought, yes, it is recommended. Because performing these acts thrice, all the acts. While we know from the sunnah that it's only once. The things that you wipe, you should wipe only once. But they say all the acts, they should be done the same. So even wiping over the head, you wipe 3 times. The last one, performing these acts in succession. Performing these acts in succession. Now we have 10 recommended acts. What do we mean by performing these acts in succession? What's the meaning of succession? Without long interruption. So what's the long interruption? What's the long interruption? The long interruption is when the parts of the wudu, when the limbs of the wudu, they become dry by themselves. That means there is a long period of time. So if that happened, you should start over. Do you have to, or it's only recommended? It is recommended. You don't have to. So let's say someone started wudu. He washed his hands. He rinsed his mouth, his nose. He washed his face. Then he received a phone call from his friend or from his wife. His wife was complaining and she took half an hour on the phone. And then he remembered, oh, I started the wudu. Should he start over or he can continue? He can continue, but it's not recommended. He can continue because in the ayah, it doesn't say that they have to be in succession. But it is recommended. It is recommended to do these acts in succession. And actually, the correct opinion in this is that it has to be. It is pillar. But according to the Shafi'i school of thought, it's only recommended. It's not a pillar. So what's the long interruption? How can we say this is long interruption, this is short interruption? When the parts of the wudu become dry by themselves. What if someone washed his hands? He finished his mouth, his nose, his face. Then he wiped. He took a towel and he wiped his face and his hands. Then he continued. Is that considered long interruption, or he still considered doing these acts in succession? In succession, because he himself tried his own parts. That's why we say the long interruption when the parts of the wudu by themselves, not when you wipe, you dry your own parts. So these are the recommended acts of wudu. Now we know the pillars of the wudu and we know the recommended acts of wudu. So now we will move to the things that invalidate the wudu. We have 6 things that are pillars for wudu. We have 10 things which are recommended. And now we have things that invalidate wudu. How many things? And remember, that was the question I asked you in the quiz. First day. Now, inshallah, you should not forget them at all. 6 things. So we have 6, 10, 6. 6 things invalidate wudu. 6 things invalidate wudu. First one, whatever comes out of the urethra or the rectum. What do we mean by that? Anything comes out from the genitals. From the front, or anything comes from the back. That's what we mean by urethra and rectum. Anything comes out. They say even if it was the kidney stone, you know, if it comes like crystal, small, very small, it invalidates wudu. Blood, urine, stool, anything. Passing gas, included here, right? So anything comes out of the urethra and rectum. This invalidates wudu. The second thing, sleeping, not in a sitting position. Sleeping, not in a sitting position. What do you mean by that? I may ask you, list the things that invalidate wudu. And you may say, sleeping. If you say sleeping, it will be wrong. You have to say sleeping, not in a sitting position. This is according to the Shafi school of thought. We have actually seven opinions in this matter amongst the scholars. Seven opinions. Because sleeping itself does not invalidate wudu by itself. But because you may lose your wudu while you are sleeping and you will not be able to know, so it was considered as something will invalidate your wudu. Why they made an exception while you are in a sitting position? Because there is a hadith when the Prophet ﷺ delayed the Isha prayer, and the companions, their heads were nodded, means they were almost asleep and they were sitting. And then Umar radiallahu anhu, he called the Messenger ﷺ and he reminded him that people are sleeping. So the Prophet ﷺ called for the iqama. He asked the people to call for the iqama, and he said that's the best time for it. Had it not been difficult, I would have made it the time for the Isha prayer late. So in this hadith, the companions, no one of them was asked to repeat the wudu. So the Shafi'i school of thought, they said since they were sitting and they were almost asleep, that means their wudu was not invalidated. But if you are lying down, then your wudu will be invalidated. So if someone sleeps like that, his wudu is not invalidated, according to the Shafi school of thought. Of course, other schools of thought, they said no, it invalidates wudu. As long as you lose your conscious, then it invalidates wudu. Losing the consciousness invalidates wudu, which is more appropriate actually. But again, now we are trying to learn one school of thought before we move to other schools of thought. So we have first, anything comes out from the front or from the back, sleeping, but not in a sitting position. Sleeping, not in a sitting position. You have to mention this condition. Number three, losing one's mind due to. Due to does not mean this is the only thing. That's why it was said such as alcohol or illness. Someone passed out. Does he lose his wudu? Yes, he does. Someone was intoxicated and he doesn't understand anything anymore. He lost his wudu. Illness, not the illness itself, but the illness that will cause you to lose your consciousness. Because some people, they take medication, and because of that medication, they pass out, so their wudu is not valid anymore. Number four, directly touching the skin of a foreign woman. Directly touching the skin of a foreign woman. This is very important. Which means, if you touch the skin of a foreign woman, but with your gloves, you are wearing gloves, would that invalidate your wudu?
No.
Okay. If you touch the skin of your mother, does that invalidate wudu? No. It says foreign woman. Who's the foreign woman? The woman that you can marry. That's what they mean by foreign woman. Not from another country. They mean by the foreign woman, the woman that you can marry. Any woman you can marry, in Islam it is considered foreign woman. Which means you cannot see her, you cannot see her hair, you cannot see her without the hijab. That's the foreign woman. What about your wife? If someone touched his wife?
No.
No what? Why? It doesn't break the wudu. Why?
Because she's not foreign.
She's not foreign. No, she is included. Can you divorce her and remarry her?
Before she gets somebody else.
Yeah, before.
Yes.
You can. So she is still foreign, according to this definition. Yes, she is your wife, but she invalidates the wudu. That's why people try to joke sometimes. You follow the Shafi school of thought and they... Because what's the evidence? Why it invalidates wudu? Allah mentioned in the Quran, أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ In another qira'ah, this is in Surah An-Nisa and in Surah also Al-Ma'idah. In another qira'ah, أَوْ لَمَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ. لَمَسْتُم means you touched. لَمَسْتُم. So they said when you touch women, that will invalidate your wudu. Now remember here it says touching the skin. So if you touch the hair of a foreign woman, does it invalidate wudu? No, it does not. It's the hair, it's not the skin. So be careful again, you need to be accurate. That's why every word counts. Every word. The skin does not, the hair does not invalidate wudu. It has to be direct. She has to be a foreign woman. And it has to be the skin. Number five, touching one's genital with the inside of the hand. If you touch your genital with the inside of your hand. So again here in number five, if you touch your genital with the back of your hand, would that invalidate your wudu?
No.
No. Why then they said with the inside of your hand? Because they said that's the most likely with the shahwa, with the desire. So it will invalidate wudu. While when you touch it with the back, maybe it happened by accident. So there is a reason why they say that. Why, to begin with, why touching the one's genital invalidates wudu? It's part of your body. Why it invalidates wudu? The Prophet ﷺ said in one hadith, مَنْ مَسَّ ذَكَرَهُ فَلْيَتَوَضَّأ. مَنْ مَسَّ ذَكَرَهُ فَلْيَتَوَضَّأ. Whoever touched his private part, he should perform wudu. So touching the genitals invalidates wudu. In the Shafi'i school of thought, with the inside. They said only with the inside. So this is the fifth thing that will invalidate your wudu. Number six, touching one's anus. So it's not only your genital, but also the anus. That will invalidate wudu. Why? Now there is no hadith here, but they said since the Prophet ﷺ made touching the genital for invalidates wudu, then also touching the other side invalidates wudu as well. That's why they said touching one's anus also invalidates wudu. So how many things invalidate wudu according to the Shafi'i school of thought?
Six.
Six. You need to memorize them exactly. How many things are recommended in wudu? 10. How many things are pillars in wudu? 6. 6 actions. Okay, now with this we're done with the wudu. Now we should move to the next chapter, which is ghusl. We will move to the ghusl, inshallah. However, I want to make sure that you understood everything here. Someone performed wudu and he slept. Is his wudu valid or not?
How did he sleep?
Exactly, that's good. How did he sleep? You have to ask. Because if you say yes, it invalidates wudu. Wrong. If you say no, it's also wrong. How did he sleep? Someone vomited. He threw up. Does it invalidate wudu or not? Yes. Very good. Does it say here it invalidates wudu? No. So why we are studying six things then? It does not. Anything comes out from where? Does it say from the mouth? From the lower part of your body. From the rectum or the urethra. So vomiting does not invalidate wudu. Okay. Someone bleeded. He was hurt. Does it invalidate wudu?
No.
Does it say here that it invalidates wudu? No. Okay? That's very important. Wiping the neck. Is it recommended or pillar of the wudu? Recommended. It's one of the 10 things that are mentioned here. It's not recommended. Does it say that you wipe over your neck? No. So that's the purpose of limiting the points, the actions. 10, 6, 6. Yes.
What about injecting, maybe a doctor gives you an injection or something?
What about injection? What about it?
Is it invalidate the wudu?
Does it say injecting invalidates wudu? Does it say or it doesn't? No, so it does not. Fasting, something else. We're not talking about fasting here. We're talking about something specific. Wudu. We're talking about wudu. Okay, we'll stop here, inshallah. This is the end of the session. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى صحبه أجمعين.